The results of many contests, including the race for president, might hinge on legal challenges. And for that, let's bring in Edward Foley. He's director of election law at Ohio State Moritz College of Law. And welcome to the show.
Yeah, good to be with you. Thanks.
Yeah, so we've been expecting election lawsuits if the results were close, and they certainly are. What states are you watching for legal challenges in?
Oh, Pennsylvania, number one. There's also a lawsuit in Nevada. New suits could materialize in any of the battleground states. It's still early in the process, actually.
Yeah, very early in the process, but we've actually seen some of those lawsuits come to fruition. Republicans in Pennsylvania alleged a county board of elections there improperly opened and inspected mail ballots received before Tuesday. And then, as you mentioned, Nevada's highest court rejected a Republican attempt to halt processing of mail ballots. But have you seen anything so far with the potential to ultimately determine any key election results, knowing that we're very early in this process?
No, not yet. And that is the key point. I mean, you can file a lawsuit, but it doesn't mean you win. And in order to make it affect the outcome of the election, it's got to affect enough ballots. And we're still, as you say, early in the counting of the vote. So we don't know if the margin of victory in some of these states is going to be 100,000 or 10,000 or 1,000. And those orders of magnitude really make a difference, because how many ballots are you litigating over? The number of ballots you may be complaining about may be much smaller than the final margin of victory.
Right, because we're still waiting on millions of ballots to be counted. How long are you expecting it to take to find out who ultimately won this presidential race? Of course, it's the question of the day. We're all waiting.
Right. Well, it takes stages. I think there's sort of three parts to the process. First is the media and the networks that make their projections, and we've seen that, although, again, some of the states still haven't been called. But then it's the candidates who react to that. And until you get a concession speech from a candidate, the race still is in play. And obviously, in the presidential race, the two candidates are very much vying to win. So for that, you have to let the legal process run its course. And there's still many days on the clock for that. I mean, we want results now. But from a federal law perspective, in the presidential race, you're not looking until December until final mm-hmm. answers.
Let's talk a little bit about Wisconsin. So Trump's campaign manager says that Wisconsin is headed to recount territory. We know that they've been there before. What are the rules governing recounts there?
Yeah, well, every state does it a little bit differently, and I think the key to understand about a recount is at that point you really are recounting ballots that have already been counted. And so if your tabulation equipment is working properly, the recount numbers usually are pretty close to the initial numbers. You know, one big point I think worth mentioning is nothing has emerged that's the equivalent of the hanging chads.
Yes.
This year. We remember that from 2000. Now, that's not to say something couldn't crop up, but right now there isn't anything that seems to be the hanging chad of this year.
Yeah, take us back there to 2000 Florida hanging chad situation and how different we are from there, because that's really, for those who were in the thick of it during that time, it's really the only one that we can reference that feels at all similar, but then not.
Right. Well, one thing about 2000 was it was Florida, Florida, Florida. It came down to that pivotal state. We don't even know if that's going to be the case with the presidential election this year. There's enough fluidity in enough states that, we don't know if there's just going to be one single state that becomes the focal point. It could be Pennsylvania, but maybe not. So that's a difference. The other difference is, again, the reason why, Florida went to court for so long is that the certified margin ended up being just 537 votes out of 6 million cast. I mean, that's tiny. That people talked about that as a statistical tie. If Wisconsin, for example, today is 20,000 votes apart, that's very close, but that's not 537 votes. So numbers really matter. And then again, Florida had a lot of problems. There was the butterfly ballot that people focused on initially. Mm. That went by the wayside, and then everybody talked about the hanging chads. Nothing has quite come into focus as the single basis of litigation this year.
Yeah. What should our listeners know about election law governing the counting of votes and how that could affect the outcome of the presidential race? Because, you know, we keep hearing about a lot of these lawsuits. We know there are thousands of lawyers just standing by. I know many of them are small and non-consequential, but it still says something.
Yeah, although I think they are there, and the lawyers are want to litigate, but again, they may not make a difference in the end, because what may matter is just all the ballots. As you say, there are millions of ballots to be counted. These are valid ballots. A lot of them arrived, you know, well before yesterday, Election Day. In some of these states, they couldn't be processed until Election Day, or in Michigan the day before. So it's just local officials getting through the pile of ballots that are entitled to be counted. And, you know, there may be nothing to fight about it, because by law, they deserve to be counted and will be counted.
You're in Ohio. Were you surprised at all by the election results in your state? President Trump won it in 2016, and he won it pretty handily again.
Yeah, for a little while last night, Ohio looked like it may be, you know, different than it was 4 years ago, but it ended up, as you say, where it was. That just shows how, while we're all glued to the computers or the TV or the radio or wherever, getting the one in the latest numbers, we do need patience, and we just have to wait for the votes to actually be counted. And because what it looks like at the beginning is not necessarily what it looks like at the end of the process.
That's Edward Foley, Director of Election Law at Ohio State Moritz College of Law. Thank you so much.